What is going on, gents? It's RPM here, reporting from Mobile Command with the first official FAFO file. Gentlemen, as you know, this is going to be more of a lighthearted series, despite the initial catalyst being a woman in Brazil being taken offline because she decided to put her hands on a grown-ass man who she did not know, who ended up having a blade in his hand. Yeah, she got the hot butter knife of doom. However, that is going to be on the extreme end. But I'm going to try to keep it lighthearted. You know, articles like this, where instant karma is actually dished out to women who decided that they want to disrespect a man's time, sometimes put hands on him, and think that there's not going to be a response. Oh no, ladies, those days are over. More and more men are now no longer letting women get away with disrespecting them. Whatever form that disrespect comes in, that man is going to take action, like this man did. Now, this article was sent to me by Jay White, and it was published on the 5th of April. Guy decides to take back drink he bought for a woman when she started dancing with someone else. This guy has gone down in history as a legend. Gentlemen, as you all know, we've all been in this scenario. You meet a woman in a bar or a club. You know, y'all are talking. You think things are going good. You buy her a drink. She walks away. Now, for so many years, guys were told, you know what? Just take it on the chin. No. Guys of today are saying, oh no, I'm not taking that on the chin. That is disrespectful. So I'm going to do something about it. The titanium balls on this guy. People are letting loose on a guy who allegedly bought a woman a drink at a bar one night, only to later grab it back from her hands and drink the rest of it right in front of her. Straight up gangster. This guy's gonna be the GOAT. He is truly a GOAT. The story was shared by TikTok user Gio Tinoco at Georgie Vids, who wrote on his post caption, he met a quote unquote nice lady at a bar with whom he thought he was hitting it off. See, gentlemen, that's the bait. That's the bait. Quote, unquote, she chatted me up and even gave me her number. But as soon as I gave her the drink, she walked away from me and started to talk to a different dude. Man, that is just disrespectful. That truly is. Deciding to take matters into his own hands, the TikToker had a friend film him as he smiled at the camera and walked over to the woman on the dance floor. Without hesitating, he interrupted her while dancing, took the drink from her hand, and started sipping on what remained. Quote unquote, you know I had to, his post caption continues. At the end of the clip, the TikToker finishes the drink, smiles at his friend, raises his arms in the air in an apparent victory. But not everyone was on his side. See, here come the normies. Here come the all the, you know, man, that's wrong, man. You should have just done a disrespect you, man. You're not supposed to do nothing like that. Get the hell out of here. It is 2023. And you still have women who are doing this. They intentionally go out, they take no money with them, and they rely on what? The illusion of the possibility of sex to get their stuff bought for them. Quote unquote. A lot of people straight up slammed him for being a jerk. Once again, the normies. You're not supposed to take action against a woman no matter what she does. No matter how much she disrespects you, you're supposed to just take it on the chin. Nope, nope, nope. See, situations like this, gentlemen, of course, I have my scenario and what I would do in said scenario. Quote, unquote, so I guess buying a drink means she's yours now, one person snipped. Quote, unquote, weak move, dude, very weak, another person added. Quote, unquote, she doesn't owe you anything, not even a dance, another person informed him. Quote, unquote, if you get her a drink, that's up to you. Now, let me stop right there. Let me just go ahead and say this. Yes, ladies, you don't owe us a damn thing. However, that door does swing both ways. You see, you women get mad when men say, you know what? We don't owe you anything either. No, 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 no. A real man would, shut up. Just shut up. Be quiet. You say that you don't owe us anything, but yet at the same time, you say that men should be chivalrous and try to prove themselves by trying to buy things for you to put their bid in. Oh, no, 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 no. Mm-mm. My humble opinion, this guy's a straight up legend. Because most men would not have the balls to do that. Once again, that programming that's instilled in us that we have to not hold women accountable no matter what they do. Wrong, wrong, wrong. Quote, unquote, you just proved to her that she was right in walking away from you, someone else concluded. However, some people had his back. Quote, unquote, she settled for less, King. You are more handsome. One person commented. I know, right? Dude seems nice, though he didn't get mad about it. Tinoco replied back. Quote, unquote, dude, I did this once. Straight G, added someone else. That said, the vast majority of comments came from people who told the TikToker he was way out of line for doing what he did. No, no, he was actually well within his right. He spent his money on this woman. She threw the line out there with the hook on it by chatting him up and giving him her number. Even though more than likely that was probably a fake number. Yeah, women do that all the time. And that he should be mortified that he put this on the internet. Yeah, once again, she's allowed to disrespect him. He's supposed to just take it on the chin and go sit in the corner and just nurse his drink. Oh, no, 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 no. This guy is a straight up gangster. He did what the vast majority of men have been trained not to do, and to give women free stuff and not expect anything in return. Oh, no, no, no. No. See, how long has this woman been able to do this? Years? Decades? But, hey, she fucked around and found the one guy who decided, nope, you're not gonna pull this on me. It is what it is. Read the article. Let me know what you guys think. And women around the world, here we are in a scenario which there are going to be more where you decide you're going to fuck around and find out that the man that you tried to get over on is not going to let you get over on him. And gentlemen, it is going to be a hilarious series, if I say so myself. Well, ladies, understand this. The power you think you have in society is going out. The idea that men are going to continue to let you disrespect them, that's going out right along with it. And believe you me, more women are going to fuck around and find out the hard way. It is what it is. That's all I got to say for this one. RPM, I am out.